What's good, y'all? It's Sade's Thoughts. I told y'all that I would be back. It's a Sunday evening. I'm sipping on my Stella Rosa wine, and it's Stella Rosa Black. By the way, I just like wanted to get a different wine. I was like, you know what? I always get red wine. I was so close to getting the red wine, but I said, nah, fuck it. I'm gonna get the black wine because I haven't had it in a while. So I'm just sipping on that for now. And let me sip on it right now. So my topic tonight is gonna be, what is your opinion on dating multiple people? So one person has commented, sounds like a lot of work, LOL, shrugs your shoulders. And then another person has commented, before I met my boyfriend, I wanted two boyfriends. I was in the process of getting them. I felt like it'll take two to keep me happy, but then I met my boyfriend and that went all out the window. So basically what she wanted was two boyfriends, and she met her dude, and that just went all out the window. The whole poly thing just went out the window for her. She was probably like, fuck it, bitch. Like, let me just stay with this one person, like, for a long time and, you know, not want two people anymore. So another person's commented, too old for that bull. Tried that mess as a teen too many times to keep straight. Another person has commented, YOLO just to be safe, dot, dot, dot. I get irritated quickly. So when I'm tired of one of them one day, then I could call my other one. Shrug my shoulders, not saying I'm doing that, but I would. Exactly, just like my content right now. I mean, I did it before, you know, by all means, do what you want, but that's not what I'm doing, you know what I mean? So another person has commented, I mean, three or four would have been an ideal when I was single, because free dinners all the time. So basically what she's saying is, by all means, I'll date whoever the fuck I want as long as I get my free meals in. That's the only reason why I'm dating them. I mean, sis, if you want to get your free meals, and that's period. That's on what? That's on period, bitch. So yeah, that's my content for tonight. It's gonna be about like dating multiple people. Also, you can always follow me on Instagram, which is Sade_thoughts_. That will be my Instagram for my podcast. I'll be dropping a advice segment probably on Friday. I mean, keep your notification bells on and subscribe to my podcast, so like whenever I post, you would know when I post, because I am gonna still post on Sundays, but like I still want to post like out of the blue and shit like that. So Friday is going to be the day where I do my advice thing. So like always just, you know, just shoot me a DM on like a backstory of what you want advice on. You'll be strictly anonymous and I'll give the advice on the next episode. So like just go ahead and shoot me a DM on that. That would be greatly appreciated. And then also if you would like to be a supporter on my podcast, you know, all you got to do is click that link. It's just per month. So yeah, I just wanted to get that out the way real fast. And then another person has commented that, be honest about it, if they don't want to be on the team, they can move around. And then one more person has commented, I would love it if we all agreed. So I got a lot of comments on this subject. I feel like that's a really strong subject to even like speak about. I feel like a lot of people are very shy when it comes to this. They don't want to talk about it because they probably think that society is going to judge them and shit like that. But you know me, you know Sade, you know Sade's thoughts. I'll talk about whatever the fuck I please. I don't care how people look at it. I don't care how people look at me. These are strictly my opinions, my thoughts, and other people's thoughts and opinions, because I like to hear you guys' thoughts and opinions on subjects like these, you know what I mean? So by all means, do what you want. That's how I see it. Like, fuck it. I mean, that's just my opinion. Hold on, I'm drinking my wine. And then another person has commented, do it. And another comment says, do it. Another comment says, I'm dating about four and a possible shrugs. Another person has commented after that, it's dating, not in relationships. What could the problem be? And then she put that one gif where the little girl is like staring the little blonde girl, giving dirty looks. And then another person has commented, sometimes you have to date three or four men to equal to one man that you need. So basically what she is saying is that sometimes you have to date those 3 to 4 men or however many other men that you want to date to equal to one man that you need. Because in all reality, if you're sitting there dating around, if you're just stuck on that one person and it's not going anywhere, it's like you're completely wasting your time. So in my opinion, it's like, do it. You got options. Like, don't sit there and just sit on that one person instead of, you know, not wasting your time on that one person and not being with the other people. That's how I see it. You know what I mean? Because if you get your little heartbroken and you're, you know, butthurt and shit like that, then you're going to be like, damn, I should have been talking to other people. So, I mean, by all means, it's your life. It's, you know, whatever you want to do. But in my opinion, that's what I did in the past. So another person has commented, nothing wrong with dating multiple people, and just dating doesn't always have to equal to sex. So basically what she's saying, it's nothing wrong with dating a lot of people, and dating doesn't always have to equal to like having sex and shit like that. So basically what she's saying is that you don't gotta fuck all those people. You don't, sis, because if you fuck all those people, I mean, by all means, I hope you're safe. Do what you gotta do. Do what makes you happy. But be safe, be protected. Like, that's just how I see it. So another person has commented, everything comes in pairs, I'm just saying. I don't know what that comment meant, to be honest. I mean, everything comes in pairs, I'm just saying. So I guess everything comes in pairs. I'm assuming she's talking about polyamorous relationships. I don't know, I'm not sure. Another person has commented, I mean, my parents always said it's okay to share rather than being selfish. Am I right? Or am I right? Oh my fucking God. Wow, that's funny as fuck. So then another person has commented, I mean, you're single until you are married. I mean, that is true to an extent. I mean, in my opinion, if you're with somebody, you're with somebody. I mean, that is true, but like at the same time, it's not all the way true. Like, I get the whole saying you're single until you're married, but it's just like if you're with that one person and you guys are actually official, I feel like it's something, because that leads to marriage. So it's leading to marriage if you want that, and if your partner wants that as well. So another person says, did them all, and then she put the emoji where the little emoji is like blowing the tissue with the nose and shit like that. And then another comment says, that's the point of dating. Dating is not a relationship. Dating is exploring your options to see what you like. By any means, go for it. Play the field and fuck what society says. So basically what this person is saying is, that's the point of dating. Dating is not a relationship. You can basically do whatever the fuck you want. Like, you're not obligated to tell anybody nothing. So, for example, I don't know if you guys watch this show or not. I mean, send a voice message if you do. But there's a show called Life After Lockup. I like those type of shows, like those prison shows and shit like that. And there was this girl on the show. Her name was Sarah, right? Sarah has, like, this legal husband named Michael, right? And Michael, like, he's a player and shit like that. So they eventually broke up because Michael kept cheating on her and shit like that. So then they were breaking up and shit like that, but like there was like no divorce involved or anything like that. And as soon as Michael was single and living in Sarah's house, because Michael didn't have nowhere to go after his toxic ass relationship with Maria, if you watch the show, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. So, you know, with them, he moved from Miami back to, you know, New York, because he used to drive up there to like go see the kids and stuff. Mind you, Sarah and Michael got kids. They got two girls. One girl, his name is Rain, and she's like 1 year old. Another girl, I forgot her name, but she's like a bit older than Rain. She's like probably like 4 or something like that. Correct me if I'm wrong or not. So basically, she was dating this dude named Malcolm. So Sarah got into a relationship with Malcolm or whatever, and she was like dating and shit like that, because it's just like, you know, Michael is dating. So she started dating whatever. She started dating that dude. So as soon as she started dating that dude, the reason why I'm saying this is because it relates to the subject. As soon as she starts dating that dude, Michael started like coming around because he wanted to see the girls and stuff like that. He had no clue they were in a relationship, whatever, you know, the dude Malcolm and Sarah. So as soon as he found out they were in a relationship, he had the I don't give a fuck attitude, which, you know, motherfuckers always have the attitude that I don't give a fuck about that. Like, I don't care about that. It's not about that, you know, the I don't care attitude, the I don't give a fuck attitude. So eventually, long story short, Michael had nowhere to go. So then Sarah said, hey, you can move in with me. All right, cool. And Malcolm was already like, why is he like, I get he's coming around for the kids, but why is he coming around towards you? May remind you, she was not dating Malcolm for a long time. And I feel like that would probably be another episode where it's just like, what age do you think a man is supposed to be around your kids, or a person that you're dating is supposed to be around your kids? I really think that would be a really good episode to talk about. And that would probably be like an episode in the future on my podcast. So basically with, you know, Sarah and Malcolm, she was on a date with Malcolm. Michael called. Michael was like, yo, like, what the fuck, Sarah? Like, you know, where you at? And then she told him before she left the house, I'm going on a date. So he was kind of cock blocking and shit. So her dumb ass answered that phone. And then she was like, okay, bye, Michael. And it was when they were like in a conversation, her and Malcolm or whatever, on their little date. And he paid for the whole thing, by the way, too. So the whole free meal thing, sis, you were right about that. So basically he was like, you know, upset because she was like saying like, you know, me and him aren't together, but I let him live with me, and he got upset. The thing that I don't get about that is basically it's about this whole dating shit and the whole comment of the, you're not single, you're single until you're married. She was only with this dude for a few months, right? The dude's been around the kids. She supposedly loved him or whatever, and he couldn't say it back because her situation is very sticky, very messy. Malcolm thinks that, you know, he is like strongly believing that, like, I guess Michael is like still feeling Sarah, and Sarah is feeling Michael, like it's not over, whatever. So basically he got mad at her because he thought like, why the fuck is he living at the house if I'm supposed to be with her? And he got really upset about it. He said, you know what? You got your priorities messed up because you got that dude in your house and I'm dating you, whatever. So the you're single until you're married comment, I agree, but then I kind of disagree on that. It's just the whole reaction on the shit that I seen today. Like, he literally like straight up dumped her and she drove all the way out there to like go on a date with him. Like, I'm assuming that he met him halfway because he lived like 8 hours away and shit. So I do get it, the comment that she's saying, because I do see that shit, like, you know, in shows like that or whatever. And, you know, she said, you know, like, was telling him like, oh, you know, like, I can't just sit there and choose you over my kids and him, like, that's the dad, whatever. Like, I don't have any feelings for him, but I'm gonna help him out, and it's better, like, for my family situation for him to stay at the house. So no, you're not 100% obligated to let a person know you're dating, all of your business, especially if you have children. That's just my opinion. Because it's just like, if they're not doing anything for your kids, you don't got a ring on your finger, they're not living with you, why the fuck do you care? So that's just another subject. But that's why I brought it up. It's because the comment that you're single until you're married comment, because some of these people that are dating act like they're married, but they're really not married, and they're complicated as fuck, just like that situation. You feel me? So, I mean, I get it. So then another comment says, date them all. And then there's one more comment that says, that's the point of dating, dot, dot, dot. Dating is not a relationship. Dating is exploring your options to see what you like. By any means, go for it, play the field, and fuck what society says. And that is true. The point of dating is that you're specifically not in a relationship. You're just trying to get to know other people or do whatever you want. Fuck around. I don't know. I feel like in a guy's perspective, some guys, not all guys, because I don't want people to come for me. Some guys think that dating is fucking on multiple women. And, you know, I strongly believe that some dudes kind of got the whole dating thing fucked up because they automatically think like, oh, hey, let me get some fucking coochie, let me get some vagina, you know, let me fuck, all that shit, just because they're quote unquote talking to each other. And that's the thing, is that you're not 100% obligated to tell all the dudes that you're dating, hey, I'm seeing this other person, because if you're not sleeping with them, why, what the fuck are you telling them for? That's how I see it. Like, how is it their business? Just how, like I was saying earlier, how the fuck is that their business? If there's no ring on your finger, like that girl said, how is that your business? How? So I just feel like in that perspective, you cannot always tell a person that you're dating or the multiple guys that you're dating, hey, I'm dating around other people, because think about it, then they're gonna sit there and turn that shit against you, and then you're gonna have more drama in your life just because you're dating other people, because guys are possessive when it comes to that, and then they want to be dating you still, but then at the same time they don't want a relationship, but they want an idea of a relationship, but they don't want that label. You feel me? You get what I'm saying? So that's what I strongly believe when it comes to that shit. So my answer to the whole dating shit, don't tell all your business. It is what it is. You know, if they ask you, hey, are you dating other people? Just say you're keeping your options open. You don't got to get into details talking about, I'm talking to so-and-so, so-and-so, I'm talking to a few more guys. And another thing I want to talk about in my podcast, one day eventually, is body count. Why do men give a fuck about the body count? You feel me? So I don't know. That's just another subject that kind of like blows my mind, because like with the whole dating shit, I do remember back in my day, they used to be like, what's your body count? How many people have you slept with? And then when they tell you their body count, and if it's 30, 40, 50, whatever, over fucking 12 people, then there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it's just so backwards. I'm gonna talk about that another time. Probably next episode I might talk about it, because I feel like that's a really good subject. I feel like with my podcast, I'm gonna talk about more shit, to be honest. And I really don't give a fuck who, you know, is listening, and I'm supposed to keep it PG, whatever other people think. I really don't care what people think. This is strictly my stuff. This is adult content. I mean, you know, that's just what I'm gonna keep it at that. So another comment has says, but definitely not sleeping with multiple people. And I was just talking about that too, sleeping with multiple people. Dudes care about when you sleep with multiple people, but if they sleep with multiple people, then it's not a problem to society. That's just too much. So yeah, that's my opinion on that. So I'm trying to see more comments, because I do see there's like more coming in. So there's another comment where it says, I could barely keep up and deal with one. Why the fuck would I do this? I'm in a good mental spot and would like to keep my peace. So basically she's saying is she's not down with dating multiple people. It's not good for her mental spot if she does. She's in a good mental spot right now just talking to one person. I mean, sometimes mentally people can't adjust to dating multiple people because it's mentally draining. I do 100% get that, because you're dealing with multiple personalities, you're dealing with multiple people, you're dealing with multiple situations, and like, you know, it's not all the same thing and the same guys, whatever, or girl. I mean, it doesn't matter at this point. So another comment has says, it's definite. Oh, that's what she's saying, because she spelled it I-S-S-A, and I was like, what does that even mean? But my dumbass, I had to read twice. It says, it's a definite no for me. I'ma fuck around and call somebody the wrong name. And then another person has commented exactly, I'm be like, oh shit. So she's talking about fucking multiple people, not dating multiple people. You could date them and fuck them, I mean, whatever. But she's talking about fucking. So what she is talking about is she's talking about it's a no for me because she's gonna fuck around and call them the wrong name. I'm assuming it's fucking other people. I mean, she's talking about fuck around. Okay, I think she's just talking about what if she calls the dude the wrong name. I mean, she can cover that shit up easily and be like, oh shit, that's my cousin. I'm sorry, I just, you know, just make up a bullshit ass lie. Like, I'm sorry, I'm a bad influence, but hell, I do that. What the fuck? So I'm reading the other comments on my Instagram now. I was on my Facebook when I was doing that, my other social media. And I only got a few responses when it came to that. I mean, it's all good as long as, you know, people are interacting with me, because I like to have these conversations with other people other than talking to myself. So I see that a person has commented in my DMs and it says, if it's the talking stage and you haven't developed any serious connections yet, then I feel like it's okay to keep your options open. Just be honest about it with the others you're dating. And I was just talking about that, y'all. So some guys like to be honest. I mean, by all means, guys, girls, men, women, you know, if you want to be honest, that's fine. But in my opinion, if you don't want it to get messy, don't be honest. Don't just keep it to yourself. Keep it very personal. You don't have to lie about it. Just don't talk about it unless they ask about it. And then if they try to get you to get in detail, just be like, you know, just do something about it, you know? So, I mean, that's just my strong opinion on it. I mean, I would not 100% do that and let them know everything, to be honest, because I feel like it's none of your business. Like, you're not paying my bills. You're not doing nothing for me. So why does it matter to you? That's just 100% how I feel about that. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I mean, I feel like you don't gotta tell them the truth, girl. Like, do you? Like, it's your business, it's your life. They're not doing nothing for you. So by all means, do what you want, do as you please. You don't gotta answer to no man unless they're really your man. You feel me? So I see that there's another response where it says, if I'm just dating and not committed, if I'm cool, but let the other person know. And it's crazy because it's like men that are saying, let the person know. So I'm assuming that men think that you're supposed to let them know, hey, I'm dating somebody else. Hey, I'm fucking somebody else. I mean, if you're fucking other people, I mean, it would be nice to let them know, because it's just like, what if you catch something and you're like, who were you with? Because I wasn't with nobody. I mean, cool. That's when you say, hey, I'm fucking other people. I'm fucking other people. You know what I mean? I mean, keep it real at that point. But if it's just dating, talking, whatever, y'all don't see each other. I mean, COVID got everybody fucked up. So it's just like, if you guys want to see each other, be safe about it. Literally, all the way. I mean, with COVID, you could just talk for a while until the shit goes down. Who knows when it's gonna go down. I mean, I don't know if there's COVID shots and shit like that. Whatever. I mean, I guess there are people getting COVID shots right now. I heard there's like effects on it, like side effects, like your fatigue, all that shit. I mean, that's just another subject, to be honest, this whole COVID shit. But I know a lot of people who are dating and they're like trying to like go online and like find somebody. They're like just talking for now until shit cools down. So if you're talking to people and you're not doing that, I mean, you don't gotta let them know that you're dating other people. If you guys are fucking around, let them know. Let them know if you're fucking around with other people. But if you're just talking to them, you don't gotta let them know shit. That's just how I see it. So another comment says, I don't see anything wrong with it if the party agrees to it. That is true. There's nothing wrong with dating multiple people. By all means, do what you want and do you, boo-boo. So another comment says, I think if you are single, it's cool, especially in the early stages of talking, like 1 to 3 months. So basically she's saying that she thinks it's okay if you guys were talking in the early stages, which is like 1, 2, 3 months. I mean, that's cool. I mean, if you first start talking, I mean, by all means, like you don't gotta be 100% like in it. By that point, you can be if you guys are official, but you're not. You don't gotta tell them shit, bitch. Don't tell them shit. And then I do have a few responses on here, and I see that there was some responses somewhere else. I can't remember. Oh, it was Snapchat. There was a few Snapchat responses, so actually I'm gonna go there because I bet you there's people commenting on that right now. And what did I tell you? There's people commenting on it up the storm. So I see that there's a comment where it says, well, if you're dating .. all you're doing is getting to know them a little better, dwindling it down. And I'm gonna put like facts. I'm gonna screenshot this. I mean, that's true. If you're dating them, I mean, it's nothing serious, to be honest. It's just you're getting to know people. So I mean, I guess by all means, do what you want. So I see that there's another comment where it says, I think it's fine where you're in the talking stage, you're not claimed, which is true. If you're talking, you're definitely not claimed. You guys are just talking. I don't get the people who talk for like a fucking 6 months to a year. That makes zero sense to me. It's just like you're kind of sort of wasting your time if you're talking and you're not meeting up and going on dates and shit and getting to know each other in person, because people could, you know, switch up in text messages, phone calls, whatever, the internet, including fucking social media. They can switch the fuck up. Meet them in person sometime soon. If it's safe, meet in a public place, whatever. I mean, by all means, get to know them in person, because motherfuckers can act real fake when it comes to text messages, including social media, the most, and phone calls. Don't, you know, believe the hype and shit like that. I mean, what if the person is 100% an asshole and you don't have any options? So it's just like, damn, like, you know, I did all this. I put all my heart in this shit through text messages, texting every day, you know, fucking basically pen pals. And then boom, like, I don't have any more options. So yeah, date multiple people if you want, bitch. The fuck? So it says, pretty much dating to me is like, if you're talking to multiple people, then it's whoever wins you over is normally who you join a relationship with. And that's so crazy, because these are all dudes that are saying this. It's like, when it comes to them, they're very, like, you know, in depth with this shit. But then when it comes to women, it's like, with us, we're like, fuck it. Like, if you want to do it, do it. Like, what the fuck? But I guess they're really serious when it comes to, like, dating and stuff like that. I mean, I never thought that, you know, men were going to be as serious. I, in my perspective and what I've been through, it was always the let's hook up type shit, meet up, talk every now and then. And then if I hit you up, hit me back whenever, you know, you are free, or like hit you back, you know, immediately, whatever, the whole possessive shit, wanting a label, but then not wanting a label actually, but then wanting the whole label scenario, the texting, the talking, the phone calls, the going out, the fucking whatever. But then they don't want to be in a relationship, talk to other hoes and be fucking other bitches. Okay, that's how I seen it, you know, because that's what I've been through back in the day. I mean, by all means, I guess. So yeah, that comment really did stick out to me, because it's just like, wow, like, some dudes are very intelligent when it comes to this. I see. I mean, I guess this shit changed from, you know, a couple years ago. So I guess. So I see there is people are snapping me. Hold on, guys. Oh my gosh, yes, girl. So yeah, that is what I'm seeing on the comments. That is my thoughts, you know, and opinions on the subject. I feel like, by all means, do what you want. If you want to do it, do it. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to. If peer pressure gets to you, don't let any man peer pressure you. Don't let any woman peer pressure you. Just don't let nobody in general peer pressure you in, like, doing something that you don't want to do. Like, say you're dating a person and they want pictures, whatever, shit like that. I mean, you don't have to do anything that makes you uncomfortable, to be honest. I mean, that's just how I see it, because with the whole dating thing, I feel like it's kind of fucking backwards at times, because it's just like, they want pictures, they want to do this, they want to do that, but they don't want a label, and then they do it with the next bitch. So it's just like, dating around with women, it's like, we can do what we want, but then when it comes to men, it seems like they're more in depth in their feelings when it comes to things, and, like, you know, women that they're talking to. I feel like if they're ready to, like, tie it down, let them tie it down. I mean, if you guys are both ready, but if you guys aren't both ready, you guys are just talking for 6 months to a year and not meeting in person and just basically being pen pals, honestly, you're just 100% wasting your time, wasting your energy. You could be using that energy in doing things that you love, especially with, like, out dating people. I mean, I'm pretty sure people got hobbies out of dating and shit like that, but I know there are some people who are so sucked into dating that it becomes like an obsession, kind of, especially with social media. Social media paints dating into, let's talk for a couple months and, like, let's meet in person after talking in a couple months and, like, basically being a pen pal. And I feel like that's what social media has implanted in people's brains and, like, brainwashed the fuck out of people when it came to that. Honestly, you know, you could do whatever you want when it comes to dating, as long as it's your dating style. So yeah, that's just my opinion on it. Do what you want, do as you please. Just don't let anybody take you for granted. Don't let anybody take advantage of you, by the way, either, at all, whatsoever, when it comes to dating. And don't let anybody manipulate you either, because motherfuckers are very manipulative when it comes to dating. They could portray themselves as whatever they want if you guys are talking just via, you know, text message and shit like that. So that's just my, you know, thoughts and opinions, and you guys' thoughts and opinions that I do appreciate. you know, you guys giving me your thoughts and opinions on the subject. So you guys will hear from me on Friday. Go ahead and DM me a message if you need advice. Give me the backstory, give me the tea, and let me know what you need advice on. Follow my social medias. Send me that message on Sharday's Thoughts, which is just Sharday's_thoughts_. Follow Feisty Attitudes Podcast, Feisty_attitudes_podcast_. And then follow my... My main page on Instagram is Sharday17, which is Sharday17. And then again, my podcast page will be Sharday's_thoughts_. And then you can also follow me on TikTok, which is just Sharlovely95, which is just Sharlovely95, as well as my YouTube, which is just the same exact name. Before I go, by the way, I see that there's like two more comments I want to throw in there. It says one comment, I got a whole rooster. May the best man win. I'm done putting all my eggs in one basket. They all know I talk to other people. And another comment, the last one says, do it. Find out what type of people you do and don't like. And the rooster comment, that shit cracked me the fuck up. Oh my God. I was like, I need to put this on my podcast before I even get off here. But yeah, that's just my podcast for the night. I'll be back Friday with a advice segment. If it goes well, I'll keep on doing it every other Friday. You know, just be sure to send me a message again at Sharday's_thoughts_. You guys have a wonderful night. And you guys also, before I go, you can always send me a voice message. If you have like any opinions on this podcast, you could just do it on Anchor. All you gotta do is just press voice message, send the voice message, and I can just add it in my episode. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. You guys have a wonderful night. Bye.
So when it comes to dating multiple people, really what we have to think about is, what is dating? Like, is dating just hanging out? Like, we go on dates, like we each can pay for ourselves, or we take turns type of thing. When it comes, that's what we need to think about. Because if it's just like we're doing that, then I feel like you can date multiple people until you figure out, you know, really what you guys want to do. And you really have to see and understand your intentions with one another. Like, if the other one just wants something, going to be, you get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like you can date multiple people. Way back when, I would date multiple people. I mean, was I doing multiple people? No. But dating them? Yeah. Like, someone said they're single until they're married. Yeah, like, literally, if we have nothing attached besides just going out and whatnot, then I feel like it's fine.